You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
right. Okay. Falling asleep now.
Our salute to Chuck Mangione.
Yes. Morning. Yes. Yeah.
To start out our Friday. Good morning.
And a good morning to you. What a beautiful day so far, right? I mean, yeah. This is just unbelievable.
Look at the skies. They're nice and clear. Just a few very light clouds in the distance.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Very, very mellow way to wake up this
just
morning.
A little technical glitch, just to let you know that
it's a little hiccup.
It wasn't something that you were dreaming. Because I know waking up to Chuck Mangione was something I did, and yeah. I'll never forget those days.
Yes.
That was nice, soothing music, though. I really
Chuck just recently passed away.
Yeah.
Just maybe a month ago or so.
Well, this is a guy who's never heard Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
No, it's not soothing music. It's really irritating. It's just as bad as anything I remember in the past.
Okay.
So, I mean, talk about being overplayed, right? I think it was in every commercial.
Oh, man. Yeah, that song. Oh, yes. Oh. Whenever that came out in the late 70s,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just on all the time.
Yeah, it was.
And which was unusual even back then for an instrumental to make it up the charts.
Yeah.
Back then on your adult
instrumentals
contemporary
weren't a big
stations.
Deal at that point.
Right.
That's when they started phasing out the instrumental.
Yes. After
hit.
That song. Yes.
maybe that killed it, right?
That pretty much killed the instrumental as a thing.
Well, I remember playing that song ad nauseum at WAUK in Waukesha.
Yeah. I played it at WNNO.
Wow. I mean,
in Wisconsin Dells.
That was a killer for me.
Oh, those were the days. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Get our paperwork in order here.
Our actual Civic Media station is. A former elevator music station.
Okay. Well,
but that was fun
happy,
back then.
What a way to start a Friday. Hey, we had a good time at Night Market last night in Madison.
We
got
did.
To say
yeah.
hello to a lot of great people.
Great time. Great
Hung out
time.
With Art Paul Schlosser was there.
Yep.
Talked to him for a little while. Everything's good with him.
Yeah.
And it was terrific. We had a lot of people last night. It wasn't as crowded as maybe the previous night markets, but still pretty good
yeah.
crowd.
Well, you know, our contest spinner, what did we call it? The wheel?
The wheel, the spinning wheel.
The spinning wheel.
The roulette, it's not a roulette
it
wheel.
It broke eventually.
Broke a couple of times, brand new. Broke.
You know, what we have to do, that booth, about two booths away from us.
Yeah, they got
They have a 4-foot radius on their
spinning
wheel. And it's just like, you know, I mean, you could put a person on there and throw knives at it. It's so big.
Yeah, kind of pales in, ours kind of pales in comparison
yes,
to that
it,
one.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Channel 27 has a big wheel, too. When
do they?
When they show up at a booth at, one of the downtown farmers markets or whatever, wherever they show up.
Sure.
I don't know. Art Fair on the Square.
Hey, I just thought of the right little flapper.
Yeah. What?
That flapper. Is used for the wheel.
Yeah.
There's a little flapper.
Right.
And that keeps breaking.
That's the thing.
And that needs to work or else the wheel just keeps going forever and ever.
The plastic. Yeah. I know.
But I just thought of it.
What should it be?
A piece of thick leather.
Oh, that kind of.
That would be a
tough leather. Yeah.
Well, any kind of leather, but thick leather, but that thick, would do it, right?
I think so.
We'd never break that.
We'll have to workshop that.
Or wear it out.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Friday morning. Rocker will be in later. Also, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson. It's John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Could muster the troops.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And it's corn maize season.
Yeah, let's talk about
those
that.
Those are pretty cool, too.
Boy, I don't know.
Those are fun.
Got the action.
Oh,
it's right here, WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy. And
it's 22 minutes past the hour. Nice, clear start this morning. A few very light, high clouds, 59 degrees. Very cool outside. High about 76 today.
It's 63 right now. It doesn't feel like it. It feels about
70.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's check in with Pam Yockey, yes. Fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, buddies, good morning. And it sounds like by the end of the weekend in the Northwoods, they could have temperatures in the upper 50s when they wake up.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
That might be a daytime high. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We've had such a hot summer and rainy summer and swampy-like summer. Let's get some cold temperatures back in here.
Yeah, it's time for fall.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because the long-term weather forecast for Wisconsin is that, like, starting next week, temperatures are going to drop and we're going to dry out. So all of a sudden, what has been the dog days of August, and remember, my farmers still need that heat to finish off this crop. We still need the sunshine to finish off soybeans. So, you know, this is a pretty steep about face, and it's, what, the 22nd of August. So we still got a good week to go before we would even expect this to enter in. But I'm with you guys. I'm ready for a break from the heat and humidity, and I can walk outside and breathe in this.
Well, that's true. Right. I'm wrong. Let's put it off for another week or two. I want the farmers to get their crops in.
Yeah, they got to do that.
All right, let's talk about something that, you know, we're kind of warned about, that rural community hospitals and clinics are going out of business because they can't afford to be out there. They're not getting the federal funding anymore. But we've got a different situation happening in Lafayette County.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because, like you say, it really goes in the face of what everybody's been talking about. Yesterday was kind of the public grand opening for the Lafayette Hospital and Clinic in Darlington. Now, let's recognize that Lafayette County is one of the most rural counties in Wisconsin. The building they replaced was built back in 1952 and had relatively little upgrades in that time because of lack of funding. You just don't know what's going to be happening with staffing. So Jack Sauer, who is the chairman of the county board and also chairman of the hospital committee, said it was probably one of the proudest moments in his 24 years in public service to be able to get this project done. And it took a lot of collaboration. Compure Financial, which is an ag lender, stepped in and started working to secure funds through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and kind of convert them into construction loans. About $51 million was needed just for construction. And then stop and think about everything that goes into a hospital, including technology and staffing. Sauer said they also were very astute to make sure that they were going to have the people in place. Mm-hmm. So to attract doctors to rural areas, you always have to put a carrot on the stick. Well, for Lafayette Hospital, it was offering them a $50,000 basically scholarship to help against their education costs if they committed to coming to Lafayette and staying there. They're getting they're turning into the regional source as a trauma 4 hospital, which means they can basically handle, some trauma, get everybody prepped and set before they're moving on to a little bit more of an elaborate hospital. But it's turned into a regional resource. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I just can't say enough about how they worked hard collaborating with everybody. You know, when it comes to politicians, everybody's ready to put their hand out, but it took a lot of them to collaborate to get the funding in place. So well done. Ben Jarbo, one of my assistants, was down there for all the fun yesterday. It's an example of how it can happen if you put the right people at the table.
What communities are in Lafayette County, just to give people an idea of where it is in Wisconsin?
The radius that it would reach would be Darlington, Fenimore, Mineral Point, also as far as into Western Greene County. Mm-hmm. They're also pulling, obviously, from Grant County. I mean, really, if you look at it on a map, folks, you're going to realize there ain't much here.
Yeah.
And now it will be the draw. Now, will that put a strangle on some of the other hospitals in the area? Perhaps. Do I expect other communities in that area to try to match them? Probably not. But to be able to have one go-to facility that's well-staffed, has the technology and the facilities, that is a wonderful story for rural Wisconsin and southwest Wisconsin.
We need some predictability, and that's what this hospital offers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just stop and think about it, fellas. We talk about ambulance services not being able to find volunteers, fire departments. Now, if you're in southwest Wisconsin and you make a call, 911, you may wait, I've talked to you about this before, 45 minutes to an hour before they can respond.
Right.
When you put a facility like Lafayette Hospital in Darlington, now all of a sudden, instead of that ambulance having to make a run from you know, rural Southwest Wisconsin all the way into Madison, yeah, or even into a closer facility in Iowa County. I mean, that's a life and death situation for people.
It is.
Pam, we only got a minute or so left here, but we want to talk a little bit about corn mazes. It's that time of year. They're going to start popping up, right?
People get lost.
Yeah, you bet. And that they do. And that's part of the goal. So I'll tell you what, we'll tease them today and talk more about it on Monday, but the corn mazes are coming together very, very well. Monday, we will talk exactly about the forethought that has to go into creating these corn mazes. They don't just pop up when somebody comes up with an idea. Right. This is something that was constructed on paper last fall, was planted specifically this spring, and now is being literally carved out of cornfields as we speak. One of them, Trinan Farms up in Lodi, ready with a Wisconsin-themed to greet you this year. We'll talk more about that on Monday.
All right.
And we'll also find out on Monday about the hemp harvest that's ready to happen,
yeah,
right?
The hemp field.
Maybe it's already underway, right?
The field burns are wonderful.
Underway.
I just love them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Pam, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah, you guys too. Enjoy it. Thanks.
All right. Yep, it's the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke. Back the Midwest Farm and Food Report coming up. Right around the corner. Also, Rocker in the studio later with the MaxSync preview.
Of course, you know, Idiocracy is in the wings.
That's so next.
Stay around.
Yep. John and Gordy. WMDX Madison.
This is WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
Our number is 608-879-8255. Phone lines are open. Give us a call or get on the Civic Media app and shoot us a text or a voice note.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, John, it is Friday, and you know what that means.
Yes.
More ticket giveaways.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes, it's a free Friday ticket giveaway for Brewers tickets. We've got a four-pack of tickets up for grabs, and we've got a keyword to tell you about. You jump on that Civic Media app and send us. This is for the Thursday, August 28th game against Arizona Diamondbacks. So that's this coming Thursday. If you want to go to that game, if that's a game that you can get to, well, we've got a four-pack of tickets. If you text us the word BAT, you'll be in for that drawing. BAT, like a baseball bat. B-A-T, BAT. Text that word to us, BAT, on the Civic Media app, and you'll be in. We'll draw names out, and if you are the winner, we will contact you later on. Okay, so that is for, again, the Arizona Diamondbacks game at the AmFam on Thursday, August 28th. Four-pack of Brewer tickets. Text us the word BAT.
All right. So let's get to Idiocracy.
Let's
How's that?
Get to it.
Let's do it.
Hit the Idiocracy button. Okay?
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. A dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Woo!
How dumb
dangerously
are
dumb
you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I'm thinking here is the first story is just across the wire here.
Oh, boy.
The latest COVID variant dubbed Stratus is dominating Ireland at this point. It is very, very contagious.
No.
But it is not more dangerous than the virus itself that's out there and has been out there for some time. But as you know, RFK Jr. has banned any kind of advancement in the mRNA vaccine, so we may not see a different vaccine for us to get in order to fight off this new variant, Stratus. That's
all,
what it's called.
It's all up to RFK Jr.
Yes, I'm
to
so
make
glad
that decision.
He's out there. Yeah. Well, you know, that means that because they're not really doing anything about it, we can't really get the other vaccine as well, just a booster, unless we pay for it out of pocket.
Is that right?
And that's really the that's the biggest problem we have.
Well, that's
They're
wonderful.
Just making us pay for everything.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's depressing, but okay. There's more?
Yes, there is a lot more. There's talk now that maybe somewhere along the way the Democrats should have their own Stephen Miller.
We really want that?
Yeah, apparently we should have somebody that ruthless and cold and dangerous on the Democratic side of the aisle. I don't know. I mean, it's just talk so far. Right.
We don't have anybody like, there's nobody like Stephen Miller.
You know, maybe that should be the question in the morning. Who's like Stephen Miller on the Democratic side of the aisle?
Yeah.
Somebody, please.
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, God. And now, get this. You know, with the occupation of D.C. and businesses losing a lot of business,
yes.
No one's going out because they, I guess, don't want to walk around Humvees and be challenged by National Guard or police or, you know, Marines, whoever is showing up. And by the way, the red states are sending their National Guard to D.C., right?
Yeah, right.
And I heard somebody mention this, and I thought, wow, ooh, that is it. This is like the North and the South.
Yes, it's the Civil War. That's what they're
and the
setting
South,
it up to be.
Those states are sending their troops in to the North.
Yes. Yes, they
wow.
are.
You know, that was a scary thought. I'm still trying to deal with that, wrapping my head around that. Anyway, Trump has now promised that he's going to go out with these forces.
Is he?
Into other cities. He's going to be out there. Remember, he went out.
Yeah.
He went out with, you know, the National Guard to see how it
walking around D.C., checking everything out. Yeah.
Wonder, you know, maybe he should strap a rifle over his shoulder and see how that looks.
No. Don't give him any ideas.
Don't do that.
No, sir, please, no. You don't know how to operate that thing. Please just leave it there.
Well, you know, one of the big things about this redistricting problem that we have right now, and this is cut 169, you know, with the redistricting in Texas, well, we've been talking about maybe matching that with all the Democratic states, but get this. I mean, what they have done in the redistricting could also be illegal and unconstitutional. Let's listen to this cut.
Okay.
In this proposal, a Hispanic Texan has one-third the political value of a white Texan under this plan, and a black Texan one-fifth. It would take three Hispanics to equal the representation of one white Texan and five black Texans to equal the value of one white Texan. Under these lines, Texas Hispanics will be the most underrepresented population group in all 50 states. The level of underrepresentation will far exceed what even conservative courts have struck down in Louisiana, Alabama, and just yesterday in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is, that's telling it like it is. So that's obviously, I would assume, going to be challenged to the Supreme Court right away.
I guess so, yeah.
And we'll see.
Go right out.
Yeah, and of course, you know, California has approved redistricting. Now it goes to the voters to approve. Yeah. We're just getting, you know, a hint at some of the polling and whether, you know, Californians are all for this or want to go with it this time around.
Yeah, and they don't vote on this until early November.
Yeah, November, so yikes. So it'll be polling all the way up to that point, which I just... I'm not looking forward to this.
Well, who is?
Oh, God.
But Texas started all this mess. So here we go.
Well, I know.
Strap in.
See, this is just, you know, just part of the operation of chaos that they're putting in place.
Right.
Everything they do is just chaotic.
Well, they want to stir it up, and, you know, and then when we finally get around to the presidential election, you know, if all these states have, you know, some of them have redistricted, some of them not, it is going to be chaotic when they go to count the votes.
Right.
And then there will be court challenges again, like, should they have redistricted? I mean, it'll all go up to the Supreme Court again.
They're doing everything they want. And then, of course, going to court and challenging it all the way up to the Supreme Court and then getting their way.
Right.
Like this ruling that came out yesterday from the Supreme Court they ruled that the Trump administration can move forward with slashing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal research funding as part of its efforts to roll back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Why is that illegal? Why can't you do that? I don't understand how they can just say, the Supreme Court letting this go through.
Right.
And they're going to allow all these other cases, of course, in the lower courts, work their way up to the Supreme Court again and ask this same question. But it was a 5-4 decision. And it's Justice Roberts sided with the liberals this time around. Okay. So anyway, this is, again, this is the NIH, the National Institute of Health, being cut dramatically. The majority's unsigned order frees the administration to proceed with canceling grants already targeted for elimination while leaving in place restrictions on the administration's guidance for the future. And this is outrageous because we've got, studies, drugs, everything in midpoint, three quarters of the way through, almost finished research.
Yeah, you can't just stop
it. And they're
going
to drop it. They're going to stop it.
It's ridiculous. We're going.
I mean, this is going
to
delay advancements in treatment for disease by 10 years or so.
Wow.
And then we're leaving up all these drugs to other nations in order to have them research it, own the patents, and then we'll be paying for that as well. This is a disaster. And we can thank the Supreme Court for this. But, of course, the Trump administration, their goal, of course, is to challenge everything in court and take it up to the Supreme Court and get an answer
lawyers.
That they like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. It's outrageous.
I hear Stephanie Miller kind of fumble around like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, what's next?
We have some breaking news this morning.
Oh, we do.
John.
Emergency.
Yeah.
Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Get this. CNN now reporting the FBI is conducting a search at John Bolton's home.
Well, get those enemies.
Yeah,
of
Mr.
the administration.
Mustache. Yeah. They're checking his they're just going right through his
Isn't
house.
Isn't it something how they complained and whined how Biden was weaponizing the administration, weaponizing government against all their enemies? What do you think is happening right now?
Well,
this isn't a mystery. It's not like we're not seeing this in front of our very eyes.
And what could they possibly find at John Bolton's house?
Yes.
That the FBI has to go in there with search warrants and rifle through everything. Like documents or something? What are they looking for?
He's not doing anything.
They're just intimidating him. Intimidating.
This is ridiculous. All right, I want to get into something from Eric Erickson. He was a pundit for a while on the networks. I don't know why they got rid of Mike. I kind of enjoyed his right-wing positioning.
Okay.
But anyway, he's out there, and he is not happy with the government. Mm. Yeah, he said that the government is now dipping into socialism by taking part ownership of Intel. Let's check out 172 here.
The U.S. government would become the largest shareholder of Intel. This is actual socialism happening by a Republican administration. This is a horrible precedent. This is socialism. All of you people were freaked out about Mamdani in New York City wanting government-run grocery stores and saying the people need to seize the means of production. That's what Harold Lutnick is doing right now, saying that the government must seize the controlling interest in Intel, the means of production, in order to get government money. You can't just be against socialism when the left does it.
There you go.
He was adamant at the end there.
Well, again, we've talked about this. This is projection. Mm. And it seems like that's all the right wing is about, is projection.
Yeah.
They're angry that the Democrats might be doing something before them. Of course, it doesn't even occur to the Democrats to have, like, FEMA camps. We're not really thinking about that stuff, but they're angry, and they make up this thing where, Democrats are building FEMA camps to house all the Republicans they don't like. Which is not ever have been a thought in our head, but they were angry about it. Now they're able to at least start that project on their own. Mm. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Oh my God. there's really not much left, right?
We're just stuck in bizarro world every single day.
We are. Yeah. This is just outrageous stuff. Everything, and I don't even know if I should get into the next topic because we have very little time here.
Got about a minute here.
But I've got a really interesting story coming up after 7 o'clock. I think this is really, really good. It is about mega projection.
Yeah.
And we've got the right wing turning onto the fact that, hey, wait a minute. They're talking about us now. You know what I mean? The right wing is coming undone by Trump's dictatorship. This is really good stuff coming up next hour.
Got that coming up. And also we'll be talking with Rocker in our next hour with a Maxine preview. We'll be back with more after we hear a few well-chosen words and phrases from our dedicated and devoted sponsor people.
Okay.
Please stand by.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Euchre leads us with Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
All right, let me hear you, folks. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I'll root, root, root for the pros. You do the same for the Cubs. So it's one, two, three strikes, you're out. At the old ball game. Thank you very much.
That's good stuff, isn't it? That's Bob Euchre, of course, singing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. And that was last night. They honored Bob Euchre last night.
Yeah.
Brewers, of course, because of Bob Euchre's song, won.
Yes, they won 4-1 at Wrigley.
But anyway, I thought it was wonderful. You know, the crowd gets into it. There are no boos. People go along with it because they really respect Bob Euchre.
Oh, yeah.
And the rivalry. I think they love the rivalry.
They sure do.
Right?
Yeah. And, in fact, we've got some Brewer tickets to give away here.
All right.
Yeah, see how it all works together?
It does.
Yes, because it's a free ticket Friday. We have a four-pack of Brewer tickets to the upcoming game next Thursday, August 28th, versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Team, and they'll be at Milwaukee and the AmFam Field. The key word is bat, B-A-T, okay, like baseball bat. So get on your Civic Media app, text the word bat, you'll be in for the drawing. We will let you know if you're a winner. You get a four-pack of Brewer tickets, and you'll be off to the game, okay?
All right, let's continue with Idiocracy here. Oh, boy.
What do we have?
Here's the video of the moment. This is Texas State Representative Nicole Collier.
Okay.
She was caught in the bathroom and threatened with a felony for being in the bathroom. This is before the vote where they approved redistricting. Let's listen to cut 173. And by the way, she was on a conference call with Cory Booker at the time, and that's why they threatened her with a felony if she didn't come out and stop the conversation with fellow Democrats. Let's listen to this.
All of our Democratic elected officials.
Sorry, I have to leave. They said it's a felony for me to do this. Apparently, I can't be on the floor or in the bathroom. Well, you told me I was only allowed to be here in the bathroom. No, hang on. Bye, everybody. I've got to go.
Unbelievable.
Hey, that is outrageous.
Come on.
And first of all, let me tell you something. Representative Collier in the bathroom has more dignity than Donald Trump in the Oval Office.
There you go.
That is outrageous. What they're trying to do right there is silence an American leader, silence a black woman. And that is outrageous. And I hope everybody took note of that. The fact that she can't even let her voice be heard is freaking outrageous.
It is.
And this is what we're fighting for here.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable. Here's one reaction. So she's there because she's refused to sign off on a 24/7 surveillance request outside of the legislature. Yeah, They have to be surveilled.
Right.
Yes. They had to approve it and sign it so they could follow them around town or wherever they go, including now apparently the bathroom.
Unbelievable.
And she's still being surveilled in the bathroom. This is totalitarianism.
I couldn't even imagine that. Imagine.
I know.
You're getting. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. Well, having somebody tag along with you all that time.
You know, it's an incident like this that will be forgotten. We won't be bringing it up anytime. Democrats forget this stuff. We don't bring it up. But they, I wish we did remember things in moments like this and bring them up often, because we could certainly use the ammunition. That's what
they're getting away with it.
I know.
I mean, it's outrageous.
But maybe, maybe we'll lose a few states in the meantime, because Canadian politician Elizabeth May wants a few of our states to join Canada. How's that, huh?
Okay.
Let's listen to Cut 171. This is Elizabeth May suggesting that maybe three West Coast states should join them, including some East Coast states. Listen.
So California Governor Newsom and Washington State Jay Inslee and newly elected Governor of Oregon Tina Kotek, how about it? Want to put a referendum to your citizens? Because this is what you deal. Have we got a deal for you? This is what you get. Free health care. Universal free health care. No more one-year-olds who suddenly fall off the Medicaid list and their parents are in the news because they're trying to do a GoFundMe so they can get their daughter to a doctor.
Jesus.
Universal free health care. And guess what? Those gun laws that your Congress is too afraid to pass because of the national gun lobby, we already got our strict gun laws. That's why we have the safest streets around the world. Safer streets here. We already have good gun laws. And women have a right to an abortion under our universal health care system. But, we don't have to stop there. Donald, think about it. You could get rid of all these states that always vote Democrat. You know what else will take Bernie Sanders off your hands? Proud new Canadian citizen of the great province of Vermont. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine.
Wow. Yes.
We'd love to see you.
See?
Yeah.
It's a tempting offer.
It is. Free health care.
Yeah.
Why not?
You don't need a visa for that. I mean, just, absorb those states and
women's health care.
Oh, we have a call.
Yes.
Dick, what do you got for us? We got about a minute and a half here. What do you got?
Something kind of fun. Trump went on a rampage about Los Angeles / California, what a hellhole it is, everything.
Right.
And how 15 years ago, L.A. was a great town and the state was doing well. Guess who was the mayor of L.A. 15 years ago?
Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Guess who was the attorney general?
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually was right for a change.
Accidentally right.
Accidentally.
You know, it's amazing. Trump is talking about how safe D.C. is now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they've got Humvees out in front of every building. They've got troops marching left and right. It's really safe right now. Yeah. No one wants to rob anybody.
Yeah, nobody wants to go out of their homes.
I guess that's the solution right there.
Just lock everything down.
Put a barricade up and some soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
We're watching live coverage on CNN of John Bolton's house being rifled through as they search for whatever.
Well, this is insane.
Okay. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Rocker will be in the house with a Max Inc. preview. Coming back with more of John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.